The back, hips, hamstrings. Okay, so today is September 21st, 2004, and we are going to be doing ATM lesson number 37. It's called Sliding Along the Length of the Leg. So take a moment to check in with how you're lying there on the floor, observing your contact with the floor, how your shoulder blades are resting, how your mid-back and lower back, how your pelvis is lying on the floor. And then notice how your legs are lying on the floor. Notice what kind of space is behind your legs. Especially behind the kneecaps, the ankles. And now bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And then once your feet are standing, bring both of your legs, your feet up over your chest. So your knees are in your chest. And then direct your feet towards the ceiling. So your arms should be down by your side. You don't need to hold your legs. That's it. And just do a movement of bending the lower legs down back towards your buttocks and then lifting them up, as if you're going to straighten the legs towards the ceiling, thinking of your feet and your heels, that they would eventually press into the ceiling. Just do that move. They can be, it's probably most comfortable to be somewhat together, but they can be a little bit apart. Just feeling what it's like to bend them and to lengthen them, and perhaps one lengthens easier or goes a little bit further than the other. Good. Now the next time you bend the knees down, keep them down. And now reach down with your right hand to get a hold of the outside of your right foot. And your left hand gets a hold of the outside of the left foot. That's it. And more come, instead of over the top of the foot, Linda, underneath. That's it. So that you can continue this idea of lengthening the legs now up towards the ceiling. So we'll say that's kind of the theme, is we're going to be lifting and lengthening the legs up towards the ceiling. So if you cannot reach down towards the side of the foot, grab somewhere where the calf is or the ankle and then lift the legs up into the air and bend them back down. So your arms will straighten as well and back down. Good. And pause for a moment, let it rest. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And this time you're going to keep the left leg standing. So bring just your right leg over your chest and bring the foot up towards the ceiling as comfortable as you can. So you want to think about your right leg being lengthened towards the ceiling, but the knee can be bent and it needs to be comfortable. Your left hand will go behind your head as if to support lifting your head. That's it. And your right hand is going to start to caress the outside of your right thigh, down towards the right knee, and the outside of the right leg down the shin. And so to be able to direct your right hand and fingertips further, you can use the left hand to lift your head. That's it. And in this lesson, this is one of those lessons that it's really important to go slow and really take your time to caress. Even when we're taking showers, we often are bathing and scrubbing ourselves in a hurried fashion. So really take the time to allow the whole inside of your right palm and fingers to travel along the outside of your right leg. And what you attempt to do is go as far as you can before lifting your head, and then feel as you lift your head, it allows the chest to fold and the shoulder girdle to come away from the floor so that you can reach almost to the point of where the right foot and heel is. So you caress up and down. So also follow the movement down. Yes, do your buttocks, everything. You don't, put it this way, you don't want to let the fingertips leave the leg at all. So you want to keep your hand always in contact. That's it. And have a sense of curiosity about caressing your leg. That's it. And maybe go behind your buttocks and go behind the knee, caressing the back side of your right leg. Good. And rest it for a moment. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and once again the right leg is up towards the ceiling. This time your right hand is behind your head, and your left hand is going to do the caressing. So again, really taking the time to feel the contact that your left hand makes with your right leg, using your right arm and hand to lift your head at that moment where you want to just reach down a little further towards the right foot. So you can caress the inside of the right leg, the top side, the back side. Where do you feel bones? Where do you feel tissue? What's happening with your ribs? And your back and your spine. Good. And let it go and rest. Bend your knees again. Once again, bring your right leg up into the air. Your left hand is behind your head. And you continue now to slide the right hand down the right leg, but on the inside part of your leg. You find that moment when it's appropriate to lift your head, which facilitates the shoulder girdle area lifting, which allows the ribs to fold more. And even for some of you, you're lifting your buttocks, the cheeks up into the air, which is great. So that there's a moment when you come very close to reaching towards the right foot that you may feel all of your weight established onto one or two vertebrae in the back. Observe if you do the sliding on the inhale or the exhale. Good. Nice. land once again, take a moment to pause and lower your legs to rest. Once again, bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, bring your right leg up into the air, and then this time you're going to slide both hands down your right leg, or in a sense it may feel up your right leg with the leg in the air, and you can place the hands to the right side, to the left side. Just move your hands all around the leg to caress the right leg. And again now, you will lift your head on your own, which means that the ribs and your chest, your spine has to round and fold as you reach all the way towards the direction of your foot, your right foot. What is it like to caress your right leg? Feel again the muscles in your leg and then where the bones are. It's not important to have your right leg fully straight. It's fine to have the knee bent. The most important thing is that you orientate your leg towards the ceiling and that you're sliding and caressing both arms, both hands, in the direction of the right foot. And you feel how each time you can lift your head and your shoulder girdle area higher and higher. Good. And slowly bring that to a close and pause and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and once again, bring your right leg up over yourself. This time, with your right hand, find a way to get a hold of the right ankle or the right foot. So again, you can lower the leg down closer to your chest and find a way to get a hold of the right foot, and then see if you can lengthen it a little bit. And then with your left hand now, you're going to use your left hand to do the caressing. Caress the back side of your right leg, go behind the knee, all the way up to the calf and the Achilles tendon and heel, and then come along the inside and then the front and then all the way to the right side, to the outside of the leg. You can do it from behind or in front. So you have to twist your left arm and hand around. Find ways to caress the entire leg. Imagine it as if you were painting your right leg, and so you want to fully cover it. So you've got to get to every single little area. That's it. Observe how you're breathing, or whether or not you're holding your breath. And pause and rest again on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, the right leg is up towards the ceiling, and this time you get a hold of the right ankle or foot with the left hand. So again, allow yourself to bend the knee. You can, you either can go from that side or try from the, that's it. There you go. So there's two ways, in a sense, to get a hold of the right heel, from the outside or the inside. So just do whichever one works for you. And you're holding with the left hand, the right foot, and then you're caressing the right leg now with your right hand. So obviously the outer edge, your buttocks, that area is the easiest to get to. And then you start to move along the front side, over the kneecap, down your shin, to the ankle. See, is there a way to reach all the way along the inside, caressing with the right hand, the right fingertips? And notice still again the lifting of your head and shoulder girdle area. Some of you continue to do that nicely, and then some of you find a way to hold the leg without lifting your head. No, it's okay. It's fine to lift the head. So usually the only way to not lift the head is to bend the knee more. So, which is fine, but then those of you that are bending the knee more, straighten it more, and lift the head away from the floor.
Is it more important than to try to achieve a straighter leg?
Well, eventually you want it straighter. You want to feel like you can lift the whole head and shoulder girdle without a lot of effort. So, Kristen, see if you can lift your head without using a hand. So what do you need to do in your chest? Think of folding it, or if you need to use the hand at first, there you go. Excellent. Good. Good. Okay, and everybody pause and rest. Very nice. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, bring your right knee once again up over your chest, and with the right hand, get a hold of the right foot from the outside. So you can bend your knee as much as you need to, because it's important that you get a hold of the outer edge of the right foot. That's it with the right hand. Then your left hand is going to go below your right kneecap, not underneath, but below. You had it correct earlier, Falk. That's it, below the kneecap. So not under, but think of where below is. That's it. Good. Now, in this position, use your right hand to begin to have the lower part of your leg, your right leg, make a circle. So can you think of the lower part of the leg making a circle? So that's why you're holding below the kneecap, so that it's not the whole leg making a circle, just the lower part of your right leg. No, the lower, from below the knee into the heel. How can you make a circle?
Internal and external rotating the hip
joint. A little bit, yes. Just try moving the heel inward and outward. Let's try that. That's it, Linda. Now make it a little larger with the whole leg. That's it. Now, good. Can you change the direction? So whatever direction you're going, make sure you're still breathing. Good. Okay, and rest on your backs. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And this time, as you bring your right leg once again up over your chest, your left hand is going to get a hold of the right foot. So bring your right knee over your chest and get a hold of the right foot with your left hand.
The inside.
Excuse me. That's it. Good. And now, with your right hand, place it below the kneecap and begin to make a movement of circling, more thinking of it's the lower part of your leg circling, making like a heat with the heel a circle on the ceiling. Much better, Linda. So try to involve the whole leg, change directions of the circle. Good. Yes. So at this point, it's nice to let the head stay on the ground. It should be able to. Your ribs and your back have softened enough. Good. And once again, pause and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and once again, bring the right knee, right leg up over your chest. This time, you're going to get a hold of the right sole of your foot with both hands. So the right hand will come from the outside and the left hand from the inside. And if possible, you could even try interlacing your hands under your foot. So it's fine to let the knee bend as much as possible into the chest. And now just begin to do a movement of lengthening the foot and the leg up towards the ceiling. You can lift your head, bring your nose and your knee together, and then you can fold the leg back down again. Just doing that a few times. So, Kristen, make sure to lift your head. You can do it. Lift it. I know you can do it without your hands. There you go. See? Excellent. Good. Now find a place where you can be comfortable with your hands and your foot staying like that and keeping your head on the ground, and begin to make a circle now with the sole of your right foot. So in a way, you'll feel as if you're rolling along your entire back because your hands are connected together and they're connected to the sole of the foot. So you end up rolling like you're doing a giant circle along the back side of your back. Not really along the spine. The circle really goes to the ribs, to the outer edges, up towards the base of your neck and down at the lower part of your lumbar spine. Good. If you need to pause for a moment, please do so and then come back to the movement, changing the direction of the circle. So you're thinking about the sole of the foot making a circle, but you feel the movement. It's in a way amplified or rippled through your whole self. So you feel the circle along your backside on the floor. At this point, your ribs and spine should be feeling very soft and supple. So it's very comfortable to roll along the spine and your back. Very nice. And once again, let it go. Lengthen your legs, your arms, and take a nice rest. And as you're resting there, just take a moment to observe how your right leg is now resting on the floor compared to your left. What's different? How is the contact with the backside of the leg? Does one leg feel longer? Now, taking your time, gently, slowly roll to your side and actually bring yourself up to standing. When you come up to standing, please stand on the hard surface, the hard floor, off your towel and your mat, so you can get a clear sense of how you feel in standing over the right leg compared to the left. So really just come to standing, not walking. It's not a break. We don't need to look in the mirrors, but we need to sense and feel. How does your right leg feel now? How does the whole sole of the foot make contact now? If you were to describe to somebody how your right leg feels compared to the left, how would you describe it? Does it feel stronger? More like a pillar? Yet, do you sense less pieces of it?
It's more dispersed.
The weight's more dispersed evenly. Do you notice your knee? Just observe that. So when we really have a clear sense of the hip joint, down to the foot, it's almost like there's no knee. But when the hamstrings and the back are tight, the knee's probably slightly bent on the left leg. And so there's a sense of pressure in the knee, as if all the weight is going down there. Okay, lower yourself back down to the floor, please. And take another moment to rest on your back. And bend your knees. Bring your feet to standing. And now bring your left leg over yourself. So that means your ideal place is to have the knee over the chest and to start lengthening the left foot somewhat towards the ceiling. Your right hand will go behind your head, and you start to caress the left leg with your left hand. Begin along the outside of your left leg, and slowly working your way behind the leg and along the front side of the leg, and eventually maybe to the inside of your leg. Good. And as you continue to do the movement a little bit more, some of you have forgotten about lifting your head. So lift your head with the right hand so that your caressing can slide further and further in the direction of the left ankle, the left heel. So it means that when you lift your head, the whole shoulder girdle area comes away from the floor. Good. Good, nice. And pause and rest on your back for a moment. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And once again, bring your left leg up over yourself. Place your left hand behind your head so that your right hand can start to caress and explore your left leg. And again, I just can't stress enough to you the importance of taking the time to caress your leg, to feel the different parts, the skeletal structures, the muscles. How do you even touch yourself? What is the warmth of your hand and fingertips like? Is your hand very soft? Or is it stiff? Use the left hand to lift your head when it's appropriate, to reach more and more in the direction of the left foot, the left heel. Good. And rest again on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And once again, your left leg is up over your chest. And this time, you're going to caress the left leg with both hands. And again, paying attention to the use of your hands. When you need to, you can lift your head, and your head should be able to lift now on its own because you're able to soften and fold the ribs. That's it. This is a wonderful lesson to teach kids and children about touching, learning to touch themselves, to touch an animal. I used this lesson last year when I worked with the kids about touching the dolphins. I had them with their hands make a not so nice touch. What would it be like if somebody didn't touch you nicely? Can you do that with your own hands? Would it be pokey? Would you feel the fingernails digging into your skin? Could you just imagine for a moment as if your leg was a dolphin? How would you touch the dolphin nicely that would feel nice? Even where there's bones. Very, very nice. And let it go and rest. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and bring that left leg up over your chest. And you can let the knee be bent a lot so that your left hand can get a hold of the outside of the left foot. And then your right hand will reach below the left kneecap. And in this position, begin to start making a circle or drawing a circle with your left foot on the ceiling. Do you just feel the circle happening with the foot, or do you somehow feel it happening through your whole pelvis and your back? That's better. change the direction if you haven't already done so. So you make the circle in the opposite direction. And pause to rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Once again, bring that left knee up over your chest, and this time your right hand will come from the inside to get a hold of the arch of the left foot. And then your left hand should be below the kneecap. That's it. And you start to draw a circle on the ceiling. And again, as soon as the circle begins, you start to feel that you're like rolling along your backside, along the ribs. Very nice. Change the direction of your circle. How big can you make the circle? Feel how when you increase the size of the circle, it allows you to roll more along your entire backside, almost to rolling onto the sides, the area underneath the armpit. Great. And once again, rest. Now bend both of your knees again, bring both feet to standing, and let's go back to bringing both knees over your chest. And from the outside, can you get a hold of the right arch of the foot with the right hand? And the left arch, that's it, the left hand from the outside, that's it. And go back to just lengthening the legs up towards the ceiling and then bending them back down. If it's still impossible to reach the arch of the foot, then you can grab a hold of socks, pant legs, ankles, whatever works, that's it. And alternate between lifting your head together as you lengthen the legs towards the ceiling. So one time do it all together, and then the next time let the head stay on the ground. What part of your back and your spine presses into the floor? Good. Now, keeping your head down this time, lengthen your legs as much as you can up towards the ceiling, keeping them somewhat together so they don't have to be tightly together, but whatever's comfortable, that's nice. And begin to make circles on the ceiling. So it's in a way it could feel like you're doing one circle, and it might feel like you're doing two circles, one with each foot, yet they're happening simultaneously, going in the same direction. Again, do you feel as if you're rolling along your backside? Feel how friendly your ribs and the floor have become. Very, very nice. Great. Okay, pause and rest again for a moment. Once again, bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, and then over yourself again. In the same manner, get a hold of the outside of your ankles and feet, or the soles of your feet. Lengthen your legs up towards the ceiling. And now just change the direction of the circle or circles that you were doing. So whatever direction you were going before. So you're, in a way, you're going this, you're doing the circles together, or the circle together. That's it. And you'll notice for some of you, it may feel quite awkward now, rolling along your backside, going in the different direction. Something about the ribs moving that way. And now, can you do two circles away from each other? So it's like the legs start together and then they spread apart. This might be one of the easiest That's It ways. Excellent. And then change the direction. Allow the knees to be loose and relaxed so they can bend when it's appropriate, and then they lengthen. And notice how much of your buttocks now is off the floor. Perhaps your buttocks is really directed towards the ceiling now. Very nice. Good. And slowly bring that to a close. Lower your legs and rest on your back. One more time, please bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And now just bring the right leg up over your chest as we did in the beginning. And lift the heel, the lower leg, up towards the ceiling, and slide your right hand down along your right leg to caress. And even if you want to use your left hand too, or you can place your left hand behind your head if you feel you need to. And see if it's possible now to caress your right leg all the way, reaching the toes, the arch of the foot, the sole of the foot. What needs to happen, not just with the hamstrings, but your calves, the Achilles, your back, your chest. What makes it possible? So you can try one hand, you can try both hands. You can place one hand behind the head. Eventually, seeing most of you can get your hands all the way underneath the arch or the sole of the foot. And lastly, just keeping in mind the way that you caress yourself. Again, the way that you allow your fingers to mold with your leg. Imagining again as if you were going to caress or touch an animal, if you have a dog or cat at home. Or as I mentioned earlier, how I instructed the children to be able to touch a dolphin. A way in which it feels nice. Good. And pause. Now, one last time, please bend your knees, bring your feet up, bring the left leg up over yourself. And again, you can caress the left leg with just the left hand or just the right, both hands. You can place one hand behind your head. Allow yourself to explore in your own way all those possibilities. And feel and sense how much easier it is to caress all the way down to the left leg, to the toes, the arch, the sole of the foot, the heel, how the ribs can fold and soften now. So it's an interesting question for us to ask ourselves, what allows us to be flexible? For many of us, we would say that we're now more flexible because we can reach further down. So does the flexibility just come from tissues lengthening, or is there participation with the usage of the whole self, such as the ribs and the spine becoming more flexible and folding and bending? The skeletal system is moving more. Great. And bring that to a close and lie on your back and rest. And as you're resting there now, notice what your contact is like, especially the area in between your shoulder blades, along your spine, and the whole upper back area, as if more of the ribs now are making contact with the floor. Does your back somehow feel as if it's widened? Sense how your lower back and pelvis and how your legs are lying on the floor. Has the space behind your knees and ankles changed at all? How comfortable is it now to lie on the floor? So again, this lesson kind of combines both the lengthening and flexibility in your musculature as well as your skeletal system. And it's the type of lesson that you can do anywhere, traveling. So if you've gone on a trip and you've walked a lot, it's a lovely lesson to do at the end of the day in the evening to lengthen out your hamstrings, your calves, your lower back. Okay, go ahead and roll to one of your sides. Bring yourselves up to sitting and then standing. You can now see how your left leg feels in standing. And after you've taken a moment to sense and feel standing, go ahead and walk around and just observe the freedom again in the hamstrings, the calf muscles, the lower back. It's a wonderful feeling to have where the muscles feel much looser, yet structurally you feel more organized and strong and balanced on your skeletal system. And how does the lengthening of the hamstrings and the calves affect your posture? Okay, so everybody have a nice week, and we will see you next week.